Part 1, Chapter 10. A skyline.
Oh!
Johnny Goodboy Tyler pulled up with a yank so sudden he startled Windsplitter into a rear. There it was, straight east. It wasn't hills or mountains. It wasn't some trick of the eye. It was sharp and rectangular. He had been so unconvinced. When he had left the ancient ruin, he found a very easy way to travel. It was almost as if the ruin with the window had once had a broad path leading to it. There were shrubs on the right and shrubs on the left, two rows about 200 feet apart that dwindled eastward into the distance. Underfoot, there was fairly even grass. You had to watch it a bit because there were shallow gullies in places. When you looked down between these little gullies, there was something gray-white. Johnny had inspected it with care. He had gotten down and dug at the edges of such a crack, and it seemed that the gray-white stuff was continuous, just like the inner walls of the ruin. Maybe it was a wall of the ancients, fallen over sideways. But no, it would have cracked as it fell. Outside the courthouse, at home, level stones had been laid as pavement. But who wanted a pavement 200 feet wide and an hour's journey long? For what? This big path had not been used for a long time, if it was a path. It went between hillocks that had been sliced into, and it went across watercourses, although it was pretty irregular and broken in these. He had been excited for a while, but then he got used to it and devoted his attention mainly to keeping Windsplitter from tripping in the little gullies. When he was a little boy, one of the families had had a wheeled cart they hauled firewood in, and he had been told that once there had been a lot of carts, even one that was pulled by a mare. Well, you could sure roll a cart on this wide turf, and roll it fast and far. But as to the great village, he was coming to believe as the afternoon wore on that somebody had probably seen that godhouse back there and multiplied it in his imagination. And then, suddenly, there it was. But was it? He put Windsplitter up to a trot, regardless of the little gullies. In the clear air, the skyline wasn't coming his way very fast. It even appeared to be receding. He stopped. Maybe it was a trick of the eye after all. But no, the lines it made were up and down and flat on top, and there was an awful lot of it. It wasn't hills or mountains. Only building sides could be that regular. He started up again, more sedately, remembering now to be careful. And after a while, he could see that he was getting closer. The sun was coming down, and he wasn't there yet. The prospect of entering that place in the dark was definitely not cheering. Who knew what it might be full of? Ghosts? Gods? People? Monsters? Ah, no. Not monsters. They were just the stuff mamas frightened their kids to sleep with. He pulled off the path where it crossed a stream and made camp. He warmed up some of his roasted pork and then cut it with one of the sharp, shiny things he had taken out of the window. My, he marveled. Imagine anything cutting like that. It would make life a real pleasure. You had to watch it not to cut your own fingers, as he had already done twice, slightly. Maybe you could bed the cutting edge in wood or something for a handle. Then you would really have something. After supper, he built up his fire to keep the wolves off. A couple were sitting over there now, amber-eyed in the reflected firelight and looking hungry.
Run away!
Shouted Johnny.
Or I'll be wearing your hides!
But the wolves just sat there. Windsplitter and the lead horse didn't want to go away from the fire. The wolves made them nervous. So Johnny picked up a couple of rocks, fist-sized, from the nearby stream bed. He wasn't interested in hunting wolves, but his horses had to find grass. He threw a pork bone about 10 feet beyond the fire and in the direction of the wolves. Big, rangy things they were. One slunk forward, belly low, snarling to reach the pork bone. In a moment, the wolf's attention would be fixed on the bone. Johnny's arm blurred. The far wolf caught the rock squarely between his eyes. Johnny's arm blurred again. The near wolf didn't jump in time, and he, too, was a dead wolf. Johnny said to Windsplitter,
I gotta do all the work, is that it?
And he walked over to the far wolf and hauled the carcass to the fire. Then he dragged the closer one in. Nope, neither one had a pelt worth taking at this time of the year. And they had ticks, too.
Go on and eat,
he told the horses. He built up the fire again, just in case the wolves had friends, and rolled up in his robes. Tomorrow was going to be the day.